So because we didn't think you had Skype, what we did was we plugged...
Can I describe what
you
see?
Yeah, you can describe what
so
you
I'm,
see.
So I'm fucking looking at you, and you're a, like, medium-sized thing of Morton sea salt. And on top of it, there's this, like, white plastic glowing doodad that, like... you know, alternates colors, like it's like cycling through the rainbow and glowing.
Yeah, it's
and
like it the just, warp coil, right?
It looks straight ridiculous, yeah. So, and then there's a microphone next to that, like it's you. Like you got in a really bad accident and they put your, like, mind in, like, some kind of mind container and, like... Yep.
So, like, some Migos got to me and I'm in a brain cylinder.
Yep. Yes, yes, just like in Futurama or something.
Oh, God, yep, totally.
Right. But so that thing, so we got the microphone on the salt shaker, which is plugged into my phone to amplify that, so you're actually loud enough to be recorded.
Baller.
And so it needs to be powered. So we've got that, like, plugged into a USB into this power strip, right?
That's not a speaker. It's a yeah, no, it's a speaker. Oh my gosh, I didn't even realize
right?
that. Okay.
So then I've got my phone plugged in also because it needs USB power to this power strip as well, right? So, like, all kinds of crazy things coming off of my phone, and then we have, like, my recorder also plugged into this power strip.
Yeah.
But because the power strip doesn't reach far enough to be put on the table, we plug the power strip into another power strip so that it could.
Yeah.
Reach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it is all jury rigged.
Yeah.
It is like some kind of gobber contraption, right? Like,
wow. Well,
war machine
thank
reference.
You for putting forth so much effort to
this took us like 45 minutes.
Keith was trying to explain what was going on to me and I just couldn't get it when we were at the game shop.
Yeah. And so, like, I told Joe that it was gonna take us some time to get all this stuff together by the time he got here, and, like, that was a little bit ago. And when he got here, it was like 45 minutes, an hour later, and we had just finished putting everything together. So,
perfect timing.
Yeah, he walked up right as I was finished. Yeah. I was just like, I did one arena, and before that was even finished, I was Joe walked up. So, in any case, I guess we should get started talking about Mace East. We talked a little bit on the way up about things we were playing and things planning on playing.
I shared some super illegal tech, which I then proceeded to use in 2 out of my 3 games.
Did it work? Did it win you?
It was no, it didn't win, but it was super good. It felt good.
So you want to remind us what that illegal tech is?
Yeah, my tech was you could slam one of your immortals into another immortal and get a soul from the collateral damage, and then that, like, guarantees you get a soul, but that just, like, totally doesn't work. I thought on the card it said it does, but apparently I didn't read the last part of the sentence, which is you can't get a soul. Like, you get souls from collateral damage resulting
from enemy
attacks. Yeah.
Right. Which is what I thought.
Yeah, but it was something like that.
Yeah.
Shush. It was sweet because it, like, you got to revive 2 immortals, like, further up the board, and you, like, guaranteed that you had a soul for +2 defense on the next turn. But, yeah. I've played that boat, like, 4 times now, and I think it is marginal at best. Like, I think I don't think it's any better than the other things that are out there. I think it's, like, beautiful. Like, I love the immortals on the table. I think they're fun. They look cool. Like, it's a sweet unit. I will continue to play it casually, but I don't think it is an improvement to Mordekaiser.
Right. So I guess what we should do is go ahead and talk about our games, because I know a lot of us are tired or need to get up early. Or a combination of the two.
Or have a Blood Bowl game.
Or have a Blood Bowl game that they have to catch because they're currently in first place.
First place. 1-0 record.
Yeah.
Hey, man, my dwarves are taking it back this year.
That's right.
We're finding some chaos people. They don't have any block, and so we're just going to block the shit out of them.
All right. That's what dwarves do, I hear.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so my round 1, I played against Robert, who was playing Mercs. I brought Kane 2 and Haley 2. The second list was optional. I dropped Kane 2 because he had a bunch of Colossals and he was playing War Machine because he was playing Mercs. And I figured the easiest way for me to win this would be to just pop one of his Colossals with Shadowfire and then murder him with Kane Feet.
Sad.
Because I really had no good way to deal with 2 Colossals, which is what I thought he was going to probably drop. And,
yeah,
and in fact, he did.
I mean, Robert's a one or two Colossal man, right? Like,
well,
I feel like he would play 3 if he could.
Robert typically favors assassination over scenario play, I've noticed, when I played against him.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, it. But the problem was that the scenario was destruction, so it wasn't going to be too hard for him to get a colossal in the zone. Right, and I tried to keep him out, but you know, the bottom line was I forgot to feat with Ace to give him stealth on in a very important turn where Ace could get shot at. And because I didn't do that, he just shot Ace off the table, and then I had no real way to like shadow fire kill. That was pretty much that game. Like the only Ace in the hole that I had was just a shadow fire and kill, right? But I didn't even have that once I forgot to mini feet to give Ace the stealth. So
Keith, have you sat there like in the car on these long drives and just thought about like how to make puns with Ace? Like things like Ace in the Hole, or
no? I thought it would be a really bad random pun, and I figured I may as well include it.
What?
So that was that.
Man, we need to make that huge list of Ace puns. You should
never say Ace without a pun behind it.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Mm-hmm. Well, who wants to go with their round one?
Well, in great podcasting material, Lawson and I played each other in the first
round. Oh, did you? Oh, that's okay, because Lawson and I play each other in the second round.
Oh, man.
Spoilers, no.
So Lawson had Bradagus and Morvana. And Lawson thinks Bradagus is bad against Scorn. And I think that's, like, true in a lot of cases. I don't know if it was true in this case. I have a lot of threat. I didn't have the Isle of Sight guy, and I wonder if that matters. Yeah.
So Mordekaiser can definitely drop a guy off behind the forest and then spray Bradagus a whole bunch of times.
Just once.
Maybe twice, depending on soul. Oh, I guess
you need a you need three fury for a dude you drop, right? And three, so that's a 12 soul plan at minimum, and that's no boosts, right?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe
it's
you're right.
It's not a good plan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Drop people off and have them like swing on him, right?
So why didn't you play Brad? I'm just curious.
So, I don't play Brad because, how to explain this really, I guess I don't have a ton of practice with Brad and two Scorn to be comfortable with it, but in the multiple Scorn to Brad matchups I've played, it takes like a Bronze back or a Mullet Karn or, God forbid, both of them to kind of ruin two to three of my life in just one go.
Yeah. No, I agree it's bad a lot of the time. I didn't have the Poop Handler, so I couldn't like see through your like forest walls.
And man!
And the other
I thought Do You Live Bro gave Isle of Sight.
No, sir, it's the Poop Holder.
It's the Poop Holder.
Man, I want to drop Brad.
Yeah, and I didn't. I was playing Makeda 2, and so Makeda 2 doesn't have a damage buff. So I feel I feel like between those two things, that could be a game for you. But my other list was Mordekaiser, which is god awful against Bradagus and super god awful against Morvana, because she has Purification and she has Carnivore and she has all this like medium based spam that I don't want to fight. So I played Makeda too.
Yeah. Fair.
I don't think Brad was an auto win or anything, but I think maybe it was playable, right?
Right, right. And I plan on practicing a little bit with Brad. A little bit off topic. I think Chain Attack Party Foul. Some Facebook group with a blog posted like Errata's incoming and mentioning tier list.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I want to read that. Mm-hmm.
Bradagus, EE, Runes of War, and Evail tier list.
Yeah. Yep, that's my hit list.
They did not list their source, and they also said source somewhat unreliable. Blah, blah, blah. Like, I'm sure it really increased traffic to their blog, but, you know.
Yep. Wait, so what was the Brad nerf or change?
Do we even know that that's a real thing? Or
who cares? I want to fucking hear it, right? Let's talk about it.
But yep. They were hinting that the line of sight problem would not be so much of a problem. And I'm like, cool, there's going to nerf Sentry Stone. You know, whatever. They mentioned that for EE that you'd have to bring a Mountain King, which made me laugh.
Oh, God, perfect. That's what that tier list deserves. A mountain
tier one mountain king.
Tier two second mountain king. I mean, the list is still probably pretty how much those lights are all 5 points each.
I don't know. That sounds probably
I feel like you can still squeeze in like six lights or something like that. It's probably still okay.
Totally
interesting thing about that is I believe that Liam and Brian were working on a EE list that actually ran Mountain King,
Mountain King.
That was really it was still really good. But I mean, not as good as the 11.
I think it's still a good like wound skew, right?
Right.
And still deals with a lot of stuff. It's probably not as good of an answer to things like Cricks, right? You would much rather have your Mountain King.
Not bad because you know that Mountain King is like defense 12, right?
It's the Mountain King.
Well,
it's defense 5
the Mountain
or 7.
King has a spray, and I hear that the Desert Hydra is really good against Cricks because of spray.
Oh, that's
so,
right.
Mean,
you're right. Now, I mean, and it has spray 10, which
is
even
the
better
Mountain
than
King
spray
only
6.
A 5? Like low defense?
Yeah, he's like 7, I think.
Oh, okay. I'm so used to B7, like 12 defense.
You're thinking of the beautiful bird.
Yeah.
Oh, the bird.
Okay, I was going to say, because the Mountain King may be okay, or you can, like, park your lights in front of the Mountain King, right? And then have, what do you call it? What's her dice rolling spell up?
Whatever. Irritation.
Cricks is actually
Star-crossed.
Yeah. Cricks is super sad unless they drop, like, Scar 1 into it where they can roll the extra dice.
I mean, that seems like, I don't know. It seems like enough of a change to, like, make that list not nearly so dominant, right? Because not only do you, so you have to take out 5 trolls to get the Mountain King, and so you're down to 6 lights and a Mountain King.
Maybe less than that.
But I think that's probably what it ends up as.
Could be.
I don't know.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah. But, and it still seems like it's probably playable, but it's not. I don't think it's as overwhelming, right?
Right.
You're cutting out, like, 5, like, quality range attacks a turn and replacing them with the Mountain King. So good. All right, so we played our game. I ran forward my first turn. And and that was it.
And then my turn, I ran forward a little too far.
What were you playing?
I ran Morvana too.
Okay.
Yeah,
I ran
with the like the medium womb span, right? Like 3 medium base units and blood trackers and doggies, right?
Yeah, I run the 2 dogs, blood trackers, ravagers, the skinwalker, werewolf dudes, and blood pack. Which blood pack continue to be like MVPs in that list.
Yeah,
which ones are the blood pack?
The Tharn
archers.
They're
the ones with the bows.
Oh, those guys are amazing.
Yeah, they're like super awesome. And then with the moonhound, you know, being rat 8, pal 13 guns.
Yeah,
pretty good.
Yeah, and they like don't generally die to one gunshot typically.
Oh, yeah.
Unless it's a high-powered gunshot, but that's probably what should happen.
They need a nice quality gunshot, right?
Yeah.
12, 15.
Right. And, I mean, being able to ignore forest with the gun, you know, that really, really helps level the playing field against some of the more advanced, like, you know, gun mages and bullshit like that.
Yep.
But, no, I drop more Monarchs. I'm like, I mean, 4 Ravager charges. 4 or 5 Ravager charges kills like Broadback, sort of, with rerolls, depending.
They hit plenty hard. Like, I feel like the attrition was pretty reasonable. I had a bunch of heavies with beatback and boosted attacks to like try to whittle you down, but I don't.
Yeah.
I couldn't do that too much, right?
Yeah. Right.
But what happened?
I don't know. No.
Yeah.
I remember there was a really convenient forest, like right in the middle of the zone.
Oh yeah, there was a huge forest in the middle of the zone that you got to sit like all the Ravagers in. It was great.
Oh yeah.
So good. That's what the people
but,
wanted.
But I moved up more mana and I like, you know, measured my control area. I'm like, I should probably light cast move a little bit further away. And then I was like, oh, but wait, I can move the blood trackers now. So I did that.
Yup.
And not light cabbing.
Yeah. He left Mullet Karn this like beautiful little path, right? Just like
it's like
I don't think I even needed leash. It was just like charge, like like sidestep, beat back. I almost got there in one sidestep, and then I needed one more sidestep to like get there for sure. And then I said hello to Morvana, and I just whacked her to death. It was the first time I'd ever done that, so I was very satisfied.
To be fair, it took you all of your attacks,
it did take me all of my attacks. Well, and I screwed up, too. I was going to try for infinite Mullet Karn placement, but I forgot. It's hard, you know? I got all excited, and I charged Mac forward when I probably should have just, like, walked her forward.
Yeah.
Because you got to get him in that right spot, you know, if you want the infinite Mullet Karn.
That's right.
Would have been so sweet.
But yeah, that's how our game went. It was exciting and quick.
Then we went out, and we, like, roamed around. I got a monster. Then we went to, like, a pub.
We, like, went to a pizza place down the street.
Yep. I had a beer. Lawson had and some pizza, right?
Yeah.
You all had all the fun. Good. I was still playing my game when you all came back.
Yeah, we bullshitted for an easy hour. Just like
you all were like, you're still playing?
Yeah, right? I was like, what?
Don't worry. I'm trying to lose slowly. Very slowly.
Oh, man. Yep. Round one complete.
All right.
Round one good.
You want to go ahead and go with your round two?
Yeah, sure. I played Kyle, right?
Did you?
Wilmington
okay,
guy,
like,
yep.
Yeah, like,
he's,
I love playing Kyle. He's
such a nice guy. He's a sweet dude. He plays Scorn, too, so it's fun to like bullshit about that.
Yeah, but he wasn't playing Scorn.
Yeah, he was playing Crix. He dropped Denny 3 into me. He had Peacecar as his other list. Peacecar as his other list. It was telegraphed like pretty strongly as playing Mordekaiser, so I don't know which one of his lists was better, but Denny 3 was certainly fun.
Right.
I just, you know, I don't remember too much what happened. I just kind of ran forward and feeded and had a lot of models.
And he was like, I don't have.
Oh, no, I do. Yeah.
Three dice to hit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was super sad. My immortals went to defense 17 on the feet turn because
right,
of my
cheating. Yeah.
And then I swamped that left zone full of them. And so, like.
What was the scenario?
It was outflank. And so that's the one with two big circles.
Two big circles.
And so I think he didn't contest the zone very hard on his second turn just because it was full of defense 17 immortals and like you can't really fight them too well.
Yeah,
of course now he has defense 15 nis, which my immortals are terrible at. But I was able to clear the zone and dominate for two.
Yeah, but the problem is, were you going first or second?
First.
Yeah. So the problem is if you are going second and the first player is able to get real deep into the zone. Early, you even though if you don't think you can fight them, you still have to heavily contest it. Otherwise, you know they're gonna score on your second turn, right?
Yeah, and so that's what I did. I ended up scoring two on the second turn, and he went for an assassination, which was pretty good. He ran his Arknode up next to my Warcaster. My Warcaster had Vanishing Ward on it, and he used Denegra to scourge his own warjack and knock me down, which is pretty tight.
Yeah, that's good.
That was a sweet
play. Yeah.
And then he had a bunch of focus to give to his warjacks because
right.
of the
he
feet.
Was running double Leviathan.
Double Leviathan, yeah.
Which is pretty legit, right?
It was good, man. Yeah. It was legit. But
shots.
It didn't quite there's some like positioning issues in terms of like his Nis couldn't get close to shoot my Warcaster because my immortals were so deep in that zone, right? They couldn't walk forward without entering my melee range.
Right, and they have reach, so that really hurts.
Yeah, it really hurts them. And Denegra didn't get her spray off because I had a reach model engaged with her.
Right.
And so I think I took like two Leviathan shots, and that was like it. So I was okay. I camped four.
Oh, okay.
You would have been proud of me.
I would have been very proud of
you. Yeah, I was camping so
You're
much.
You're probably like, mm-hmm. I really want to camp zero, but... You know, if I do that, Keith's going to be mad.
Yeah. I've been camping a lot more with Mordekaiser. It's sad, but, you know,
yeah,
it
sometimes
works.
It's what you got to do.
Yeah. And then the next turn, my Mammoth helped me clear the zones out. I was really trying hard to score 3 points, but I left a single Stitch Thrall in the right zone that I just could not kill to save my life.
No.
Yeah, dude.
You just got to drift one of those 4-inch pie plates on top of him and boost damage.
When you say it like that, it sounds so easy,
I
right?
know. It's easy.
It's four inches. I know. Well, it still needs a one or a two. Also, I also played my Mammoth as Rat 4 that day, so I was just cheating like a motherfucker all day long. Like, there were
you're
no
not cheating. You're not trying. Joe.
Yeah, there were no clean games. But even at Rat 4, it's like pretty hard to hit stuff.
You're not trying to. You just want that AoE to drift on those. Because if you hit something, typically, you know, the best drift is like right in between a whole.
Yeah,
bunch of
and
models,
you get
right?
like yeah. I got some. I mean, I got some good hits out of it too. I killed that silly Scarlock thing, which I needed. I killed the Surgeon, too.
Right.
So. But,
nice.
Yeah, it was a fun game. We had a good time. I cheated a lot.
So, my round two was against Lawson. Spoiler alert.
That guy's an asshole.
Yeah, it's okay. I mean, I figured he was going to drop Radagast, because that's typically what you should drop into Signar. But he dropped Morvana. Yeah, and I dropped Kane. I don't
Way
know.
To be Lawson. That was.
I don't know
choice.
If that was the right choice, but I'm glad I did it because I wanted to play the Kane versus Morvana 2 matchup. Now the Ace is out, and the reason I wanted to play it is because the reason I stopped playing Kane 2 was Morvana 2.
Really?
Yes. And the reason is because her assassination threat is just way too far and way too reliable with the rerolls. Because he is such a low armor caster that defense 17 doesn't really protect him that well because her rerolls are so good, so she can just boost a hit and go for the 12.
Right,
and that's pretty reliable when you get to reroll.
Yeah, and we were talking about, like, you can't, like, really choose terrain because she's going to ignore most of it,
yeah,
right?
Because she can put, like, you can't be stealth because she puts the arc node. She's going
to... Puts the arc node close to you, right?
Right. She can kill her own arc node to guarantee that she has it.
Yeah, if you're on a hill, she can put the arc node on the hill. Yeah. If she can put the arc node behind you in a lot of circumstances to get that good-to-hit roll, right?
Right, like, exactly. Yep. So the only kind of, like, the only thing you can do is maybe kill, like, your own... I could kill Ace to make myself a rec marker because there's nothing that's going to negate the cover there.
Perfect.
Right.
It sounds like an excellent solution.
Yeah. But it's not really that good, you know. And maybe the thing to do is to kind of like put Arcane Shield on Kane and like move him forward.
I think Blur is still probably better.
I don't even remember what you meant Arcane difference Shield is that in that game.
The Blur can be also purified, but the difference is the Arcane Shield comes from Junior.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
I get one more focus.
Yeah, you can definitely... The thing is, though, it's not that, like, you can camp so high that it doesn't really threaten you, but then you just don't do anything, right?
Right.
And that's the problem.
That's the problem, right? So I can choose to camp so that Kane is safe. But the problem is I don't get enough work done against Morvana because she obviously can feat to bring back a whole bunch of stuff.
Man, can't Kane just blow her up?
If she gets close enough to him, but the problem is she way out-threats him. Because, okay, so she can charge 11 inches. Is that right, Lawson?
Yeah, she moves 11.
She charges 11, and then she can place another 14.
Yeah,
so that's 25 inches.
Well, it might be completely within. I can't remember the exact wording.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, it's like the whole board, right?
Yeah, it's pretty much the whole board. I mean, and Kane's is really far, too. But also, there was a pretty good-sized force in the middle of the board. In our particular game, so that kind of made it more difficult for me to get off an assassination. But his assassination threat is farther than mine. So he basically, you know, is much more alive with his ability to do it. So I have to play safer than he does.
Totally.
So that was kind of the thing. Like, I have no real... If I can RFP the trees before he kills the trees, then I have kind of a game. Like, I'm freed up.
Right.
And Kane is freed up, but... Lawson was good. He didn't allow me to really do that. So,
I had one tree over near, you know, like one per zone, and I figured that I know the Kane speed RFPs, but I mean one of them was sitting in the middle of a bunch of thorns. So like if I needed it for a turn, I'd be like, and this thorn cut the tree down, and then now I have it.
Right.
Sort of thing.
Yeah, and I felt like you were trying to go for an assassination at one point, and you asked me, like, about Blur. You're like, Blur stops range attacks, right? I was like, range to magic, and you're like, damn it.
I was like, damn, defense 20, too good.
Yeah, well, and on the hill, but I guess the hill wasn't that big a deal, because like I said, you could always place it. But I don't think you were trying to kill your tree and place it at that point. I think you were just trying to move it forward and zap me.
I mean, that tree had done a little bit of work during the game, so I was like, you deserve to live a little longer.
Yeah. But, so that's kind of the way the game went. Like, I was trying to keep Kane alive. He played really far back with Morvana. He was winning the attrition fight because I really couldn't get Kane involved.
Yeah, all those medium wooners are really...
I also made a really bad mistake on bunching up Nis because I was going to try to go for an assassination on Morvana. And in order to do that, they had to kind of, like, get bunched up to be able to shoot her. But I didn't realize that
he had
healed.
Death knelled?
Yeah. I didn't realize.
Hey, man, the same thing happened to me the other day. I got death knelled by Lich 2, and I was like, what?
Well, I didn't realize he had healed. He had taken a bunch of damage the turn before by cutting himself for rerolls, but I had forgotten that when I was killing off his models, he was healing, right, all that damage back.
Yo-yo life spiral, right?
Right, so I was like, well, actually, maybe I was trying to, like, run a ranger within five of her, but it had to take... They had to take some free strikes to get there, and they didn't survive the free strikes.
Uh-huh.
But if they had the Rat 8 Nis, would have had a pretty good chance at shooting her.
Yep.
Because, you know, then they only need, like, sevens. Is she a 15?
Yeah.
Yeah, they would only need sevens, but needing nines was just too much for them to be able to shoot her. Right, so that kind of like was a failed plan, and then I paid really hard for it because that death knell like cleaned them up real easily. Cleaned up like five or six of them.
And Ragman.
And Ragman. I don't think you got Ragman with that. Did you?
He was right. There was a pirate, and I think Ragman was in the back, because I don't think I shot at him with anything else.
Okay. Fair enough. Yeah, so, you know, that was, you know, a big mistake. But luckily for me, Lawson did give me one last chance at the end of the game, so, you know, don't do what Lawson did. Like, he was like, oh, well, it's just Kane and a couple of support models. What can he do? I'm going to get into this zone and dominate it. And then I was like, all right. I had that glimmer in my eye. I was like, Lawson's giving me a chance, and he doesn't even know it. And so, like, I ran – didn't run Ace. I walked Ace, like, his 6 inches. And then, like, I was like, reload Kane. Pull the last one out. No, I think he might have killed Squire. So, but reload Kane. And I charged Ace. And such a, and I walked him such a way that when I finished charging Ace, Kane would be facing towards Morvana. And I was like, charge Ace, shoot him once, kill him. I had to take a free strike because, you know, whatever reason, being a character, he like didn't gain a rat, lost Perry.
Welcome to I'm becoming like, a character beast. I know,
it's like, whatever.
Might have spoiler lost Thresher, and you don't see hear me whining about it.
Anyways. So anyway, so he took this massive free strike, and then Kane, like, he's like, screw you, Ace! Bam! And kills him dead. And then I'm like, oh, I've got, man. Like, you know, 2 plus 6. I got 8 shots to kill Morvana camping.
Dude, he's got a flair for story, right?
Right, yeah. Right? So he's got a chance. It's not a great one because I need 6s to hit. And then, like, you know, but I had it. I mean, it's possible. I could have just hit every time and rolled better than snakes for damage on 2 of them in a row. But whatever.
Yeah.
So, you know, I could have got it done there at the last second. So, you know, always keep your caster safe, I guess, is the moral. Like, there was no rush for you to score in that zone. I really couldn't contest it anymore. You may as well have just, you know, scored the one off at a time.
Yeah, there's always, it's always good to end the game faster.
It is, but he had such an advantage because he had feeded. And, like, all those medium bases were blocking me out of the zone. There was no getting it. Like, and even, like, if I was able to get a thing in there, it was bad because, like, it was like, run a squire in there or something, like run like Reinhold. Like it was really, I had nothing at that point.
So Austin, how are you liking Morvana too?
I am liking her a lot. I'm still really, I feel like I'm still really clumsy with her. I need to figure it out, but I mean, as a caster, I love playing her.
She has a lot of tools, man. That purification.
She does.
I mean, they're all kind of situational, but they, you know, the situations for one of them is always available, right?
They're
like,
always
this, like, always a situation for one of them.
At worst, she has reroll transfer the damage, right? Like that is a pretty good spell, like,
quote unquote.
Yeah,
No, I really like her a lot. I'm still not really satisfied with that list, but someone owns 2 Night Witches now, so I'm going to be playing the crap out of those.
Oh, God, I wonder if
this weekend.
It's Keith.
What?
Do you own the Night Witches, Keith?
What's a Night Witch?
I don't know. Someone owns them, though. It's you. Yeah.
No, the Night Witches,
man, yeah, those things are sweet with her, right?
I'll say this about that. I mean, I really liked your list because it had a very, you know, it had Skinwalkers, it had both the Tharns, like, and I felt like they were all threatening in different ways, so they all kind of presented different problems, which I really liked. And then, you know, the what do you call it? The blood trackers was just another problem. Like, do you have an answer to stealth? Do you have an answer to ranged medium based shooting? Do you have an answer to, like, Tharn that can, like, keep buying attacks with rerolls into your guys, right? Do you have an answer to skinwalkers, which are armor 16 or 18 engaged, right? Like, they're just a whole bunch of different kinds of questions that you can apply into the list. And although I had an answer to stealth, mainly in Kane and Ace, the problem was, since I really couldn't afford not to have Blur up on Kane at all times, I couldn't have True Sight up on him.
Yeah.
Right? So, you know, like I said, just, being able to have that tree to threaten Kane all the time really took him too far out of the game to really get enough work done.
What are you taking out for Blood Witches?
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to remove for the Night Witches?
Well, the Night Witches, they can, I mean, just as solos, period. Like, they don't even, I don't even have to bring them with the whole unit, but...
Oh, no, I mean, like, what comes out of the list, right?
Oh, what comes out of my Morvana list?
Yeah. Is that where they go?
See, that's something I've been trying to figure out, because, I mean, it's pretty much full with, you know, the full-size unit. And
yeah.
Maybe I'm in the blood trackers, and that frees up 2-3 points or so.
Yeah.
Which I don't really want to do, but being able to apply Grievous Wounds, because obviously I don't have a heavy war beast that can just one round like a bronze back. I got to charge it with like 3 or 4 or 5 Tharns to kill it in one go. So if I'm able to apply Grievous Wounds and just say, oh, well, I'm going to attack it with 3 Tharns this turn.
Yeah,
then the damage aspect, sticks, right?
And then,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Make sure the damage is there for the next turn where I do more damage, and then it makes it more reliable to kill war beasts. And of course, like, killing a warlock, like a Tharn charging a warlock, generally, you know, with all the setup, could do serious damage if I tech at them a little bit. And if they do not have transfers, then I can, you know, use my infantry model to murder warlocks.
Yeah.
And you know, I mean, you could theoretically just one-shot them, because if they don't have, you know, you applied Grievous, well, more than one-shot them, but because if you apply Grievous Wounds, you probably did a little bit of damage. And then,
right.
You know, and with a Morvana reroll for damage, I mean, anything is possible,
yep.
Right?
Yeah. It's all happening.
Yeah, and I mean, with the beautiful fact that the Night Witch can just blow herself up.
Yeah.
Like, so she can go over there, tag the warlock, and then kill herself so she's no longer engaging them for the defense bonus.
Nice.
And then
perfect.
I just shoot the warlock up.
Yeah. It's good.
They seem like they really belong in your P. Kruger list, too. I know you were thinking about playing him some.
Yeah, I tried him out the other night because, you know, being down here in Greenville, I get access to all the Greenville meta guys. And
mm-hmm.
I played a game against Steve-O, and it didn't quite go the way I wanted it to because Mountain or Glacier King rolled trip sixes to hit Kruger. I'm like, well, that's good.
Perfect.
Seems good.
Sometimes that's what you need.
Yeah, so knocked down and way out in front of my army because I tried to do something really cute with my feet. But I don't know. I'm going to try P. Kruger tomorrow and try to get some practice with, you know, Lightning Tendriled Blood Weavers and try to keep 2 heavies and a Gorax on my list so I can crack some armor. I don't know. I'm still really trying to figure out that list.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems like it wants a release. It seems like it wants the blood trackers, too.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like the blood trackers kill almost just as much as the blood weavers do without having to dig as far.
I mean, maybe what your Morvana list wants to do is drop Nuwala. Right?
Maybe. I mean, quick work and reform. Reform actually was huge in that other game because my game against Keith. So I was like, man, these blood trackers are in the way.
Yeah.
Oh, it's good, but maybe she belongs in P. Kruger. Well, and you don't always have to like. You,
right, right.
If you decide to pair them together. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I'm going to move on to round 3. My round 3 was against Kyle since, you know, I'm doing so well in this event. But, you know, I love playing Kyle, and I was like, thinking at the beginning after I lost my first round and then lost my second round, man, I'm never going to be able to play. I'm not going to ever play Kyle this event because, you know, he usually does pretty well. And, you know, he wasn't obviously doing this well because, you know, we're at the bottom of the bottom playing for last place at this point. So, you know, I just dropped what I'd been dropping all day, which is Kane, because I obviously need the most practice with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he also was, you know, playing the
Denny 2,
the
right?
Denny 3,
yeah.
Yeah, he just wanted at that point.
She seems a lot of fun. She's a sweet model. Like, I enjoyed the list he was playing.
I did too.
Feel like she's not on the Crix, like, power curve, but she's still good.
Well, like, and she's got a lot of things. Like, I like the double Leviathan because allocating 3 to a Leviathan is super good.
It's good. And Mortality is really good, right?
Yeah, and Immortality does a lot of work too. So, I mean, you know, I think there's rooms, but... I mean, I think I had the better attrition in this game, basically, because he's playing those 2 heavies, and it's 3 flags. And I've got 3 units of 10-man infantry.
Yeah.
And he's also playing Nis, but my Nis have assault and ranger bonus.
Yeah.
Strong.
And blur
yep.
on the defensive side. So, like, they're way out classes Nis.
Yeah, so you hit, like, you can like double up and hit on fives, and he has to like
I think
10 man to kill one or something
won,
like
yeah.
that.
He won the roll and went first. No, I won the and then I chose, you know, side. So he went first, so he moved his models forward, which meant that like all my Nis, I knew my Nis would be able to assault and shoot at his Nis,
mm-hmm.
you know, at that point, so I would get to, you know, do that. And not only that, but like I magic bulleted Ace, and he walked forward, shot Silena in the face with his gun, and then magic bulleted into like what's the girl that picks up all the mechanothralls?
Stitch, the necrosurgeon.
Oh,
man, yeah, she loves eating magic bullets.
Yeah.
That's like her
yeah,
favorite.
So I killed one magic bullet with one, and then like I killed a the pistol wraith with with Ace's trick shot. So like value, right? Like Ace killed Silena, necrosurgeon, and
wow.
a pistol.
Yeah, that's super good.
And in his first shot. So.
Yeah, I don't think. The Mechanithralls belong in that list, right? They want to be in a list that's like a huge infantry horde where they have a lot of...
Well, he's running double Mechanithralls. Oh,
no,
he's
only running singles.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that needs to be like a Bane Thrall unit or like... That needs to be a hardy, like tough Krix unit, you know?
Well, I think maybe he just needs to only run the one Necrosurgeon.
Yeah, well, the second
one.
One
Necrosurgeon, and then he can just like run a Stitch Thrall over... into the Nis from the one Necrosurgeon.
Pirates would be sweet in that. We talked about pirates a little bit. They're good in that list, right? Because Mortality really turns them on.
Right.
And then he can just collect.
And he can still run the pirate solos as well.
Yep.
But, I'm playing Signar, so basically I scalpel out all his solos. So he never, like, gets to recurse. He never gets to use any of his solos.
God, so good.
Yeah. And of course, I'm, like, straight up, I have, you know, I get to, like, the,
I feel like
pirates
you kill his Warcaster pretty like consistently too, right?
Well, I kind of misplaced Eris, and so like I forgot to move her forward, right? And so like
you run a ranger up and you hit him on sixes to hit, right? Like
I know, but he camped against me the whole game.
He has to, right?
Yeah,
like
so like he casts spells, but only with souls.
She's well designed as a huge base because she has.
Right.
Good defensive tech and almost never needs to like cast spells.
Right,
she can fuel her whole army without spending a focus.
Right, and the other thing is that he had Gravewind up a lot, and I could get to her by charging and shooting at her. The problem is when he's defense 17, I need it would be effectively defense 15,
mm-hmm.
but I need sixes to hit. So after I miss two shots, I'm out of range,
yeah,
and that's not good.
You just put a thing behind you. And
it's harder to charge and have a thing like. Right
yeah, you're right.
You.
It is. I failed that at Mace.
So I thought about trying to do that, but the logistics of it were not good. So I really just wanted to walk Eris one forward, shoot her, and that takes down all her spells because she can't upkeep anything, right? At that point. And then, like, magic bullet a shot into the, what's it called? The one that casts the spells for free. You know, so the
Scarlock.
Scarlock.
Yeah,
Scarlock. And he's just out of luck on all that stuff. So, but I mean, the game just, my list plays scenario really well. So I basically just blocked off a flag and put the pirates out in front to prevent anything from getting in there. Landed Ace on the flag. And then when Ace died, I landed a pirate solo on the flag. To continue to score it. And then when he devoted a lot of resources over to that flag in order to prevent me from scoring every turn, he had to leave the other flag on the other side pretty light. So then King just went over there and cleared that off. And then a solo mm-hmm. ran over and started scoring on the other side. So like it was just, you know, I had too much things for him to deal with. Now, you know, I was a little bit afraid of what she could do because I hadn't seen her on the table yet.
Mm-hmm.
And the double Leviathan did scare me, especially with the Scourge. Because, like, while she has a hard time hitting Kane, and theoretically I could have had heightened reflexes up on him. But
yeah, Kane players never do that shit, and I never understand. Like,
yeah, and I did make
a mistake. If Morgul has an upkeep that it could just prevent him from being knocked down.
Yeah, I did make a mistake. In one turn, I did leave a ranger standing next to Kane. And she could have threw the Scourge at the ranger, knocked Kane down, and then tried to shoot me with Leviathans. But the problem was that I think I was, like, full
mm-hmm.
camped.
Yeah.
So even if he had knocked me down, like, I don't think the Leviathan shots would have been able to do it. And he didn't have enough to allocate to all the Leviathans. So, I'm not sure what that sound is.
It's
somebody's
phone.
Trying to call me.
Somebody wants to talk to you.
All right.
They won the Powerball.
Yeah, no, it was pager duty, so I'll have to check on it in a little bit. But anyways, that was my last round, so...
Me?
Yeah, didn't you play for... We'll do
yeah,
you last,
I played,
you
played, I played
for
Liam, right?
Yeah,
yeah, we played... We played. I wanted to get my Liam in game in the first round, but I got it in the last round, so that's fine. He played Durgan, which made sense to me. I played Mordekaiser because I was kind of enjoying that, and it seemed pretty good. Durgan has inhospitable ground, and I didn't really bring Pathfinder because that shit sucks. So
yeah,
and I felt like he would probably his Durgan list would probably be pretty effective against my like really. It was the scenario was incursion, and my Mikado list has like 8 models in it, or something like that.
Right.
So
well, his has like 20 something models, but it's 2 units of pirates.
Yeah, he's got 2 units of pirates, and probably another 10 solos on top of that, and then also a galleon.
Earthbreaker.
Earthbreaker. Yeah. Yeah. He had no problem spreading out.
Gotcha. Yeah.
I one of his flanks fell a little bit, but. Mercs are really good at playing that kind of scenario, right? Because everybody's got a good gun. They're all like really self-sufficient, and then they have all these nice solos that can just walk up and dominate flags, right?
Yeah.
Or control flags. But I ran forward. I cheated. I did my defense 17 thing on the feet turn. Liam did his feet thing. There
which
was
just like, I don't care if I miss.
Yeah.
Everything dies anyway.
Yeah. There was a hill in the center of the board, so I couldn't hide from Galleon.
Earthbreaker,
yeah. He fired some Durgan shots at me, but he was short, and they deviated the wrong way. But he did conveniently kill my Extolar Advocate. then his galleon was up, and holy shit, was this bad. I didn't realize. I haven't played against Earthbreaker in a long time, I guess. Like,
turns
and
out,
I have not played Liam's like Durgan Earthbreaker, and it just like... I mean, I camped 4. He only rolled 2 shots, so he only had 4 shots, but he cranked... He had 2 damage rolls of 6, 6, 5, 4, and my mammoth just ate like
35 boxes
at least. I think my mammoth had like 15 boxes left at the end of the turn.
Yeah.
But I survived, right? Because I camped 4, and I should have camped at least 5, I think. but that Mordekaiser list has some problems, and one of them is that I didn't bring beast handlers, so.
Interesting.
I'm always looking on ways to like cut support to the mammoth, right? Like, how can I make it? In this list, it's a 25 point package, a 27 point package, right?
I don't know.
It is because it's a raider and beast handler. It's a raider and the mammoth and the extoller. And I think, man, it's hard to get that much work out of it. I think.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's not the right list for it, at least. The next turn, I charged in and between. By immortals and by mammoth, unenraged mammoth, we killed the Earthbreaker, and that was good. But even at that point, Liam had that man. Those merc lists are really deep, right? All of that support does work.
Yeah.
Right. Like.
Yeah, because those pirates are like really a premium unit, even though they're inexpensive.
Yeah.
Because you can get with Hawk in the list, you get the additional die versus. Against warrior models, so if you have a medium basis, like they just tear them off the table like they're nothing. And then against high defense models, they can get rock bottom, can give them an additional die to hit.
Yeah.
So like they just tear high defense models off the table.
And
too.
He's got Rupert, so they like their defense 14, which pushes them from immortals go from 7 to hit to 14 to hit or 8 to hit.
Yeah.
Which is like clutch. And then and you put primed on them too, and they just murder shit. And,
oh yeah.
And
yeah.
You can't murder back. Well, like they. It's so like, I mean, those 12 points of model occupied most of my time.
Yeah.
Right. My list was not like optimally designed for that. And
right.
Then, the Merc solos are good, right? Like the tech, they charge out of the back and
they
kill
a
dude and then they battle wizard, right? Like,
yeah.
Especially against something like immortals that are like 12, 17,
right?
They just, they just rip that shit off the table.
Yeah. They kill 2 a turn.
And Eris always deals damage and like Ayana and Holt always like.
Yeah, he gets his.
You
bring Ayana and Holt for Ayana, but Holt gets the points back.
Yeah, Holt always gets at least 2 dudes, and
this
game I think he got like 6, right? Like, and I just I didn't have the quality to get there, and so Liam just out attritioned me really hard. And by the end of the game, I had like 5 Nihilators, and he had I think maybe 8 or 9 solos, but they were all solo. Like he had. The things that were left on the table were, like, Ayana and Holt was left, Eris was left, Hawk was left, the Tack were left. And it it was three zones. Like, I could no longer even contest zones. Right. I, like, Liam is, like, scoring no problem. Like, so the game ended that way.
Yeah.
But it was a fun game.
I
don't feel like it's unplayable.
Right.
I think they're, like, I changed the Mortar Carlos stuff, and I think it would probably do somewhat better now. I want to play that Mammoth, but I do not think that is the place.
I think the Mammoth
I want to play
better.
Those Immortals, and I don't think they're the place
I think
either.
The Mammoth is much better in a not boxed infantry meta,
yeah.
where they can just like deviate all over those high defense, low armor models.
And it should have been pretty good in this matchup, right? And maybe what I should have done is like been deviating blasts into my own dudes.
Yeah, that might have been.
Up.
Yeah.
But I mean, I would lose a bunch of guys to primed, but kind of who cares?
Yeah, but if you lose one to prime and kill three of his models in the process,
that would be lucky, okay. But it would
right.
Yeah.
Well, but you can place your model such that mm-hmm. you feel like the blast is going to hit two yeah. or three other ones, right?
I really want my army to be able to get in front of the Mammoth, too, and that's just really hard to make happen, right?
Surprisingly hard to get troops out in front of Colossals.
Yeah.
I know, because I tried to do that with Boomhowlers in my Stormwall.
And it just doesn't...
It's really hard. You have to really... It's and especially because they're...
You have covering bases. Fire, so you can compensate a little bit.
A little bit, yeah.
Right? You don't need to clear the whole... You don't need to cover the whole area, but...
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. It was a fun game. I'm going to still work on Mordekaar a little bit. I think... After many iterations of Mordekaar experimentation, I think Martin's list is still probably like the very best one.
It's a very good list.
It is a well-tuned, it is like a highly optimized list, and you probably can't really beat that. Like, good work, you did it. You designed a great list.
Maybe when more releases come out, you'll be able to tweak it a little bit further, but
yeah,
until
I mean,
that
I,
point.
I tweaked Bloodrunners out and put Kel'Tari in, and that's been fine.
Right. I do like the Bloodrunners personally, but...
Yeah. I can't say anything more than it's been okay.
Yeah. I mean, they do a very unique thing. So, I mean, they're one of the few things in... Well, I guess the bugs have AD, but in terms of troopers, they're the only
Don't
troopers
Don't forget
that.
The Scarab Pack.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize
So that. Good under Mordekaar's feet. They get up to defense 14.
14's a good place for things like that.
It's pretty much impossible to kill.
I mean, they go to, like, what, 18 if they're dug in
yep.
against shooting, right, mm-hmm. under Mordekaar's feet?
Yeah.
Sorry. Anyways, Lawson, your final round?
Way to spoil it. But no, I was fair down.
Spoil?
So we...
I don't know.
Oh, and I lost, the tournament was over, and Liam had won. Yep.
No, it should have been a four-round tournament, but I was fighting the tear down.
Oh, yeah. See, yeah. You didn't spoil that information yet, so, you know, had you not said anything about it, then...
Yeah.
Just wouldn't edit it out. but no, I was fighting Rick, and he was running Kane and Haley 3. Like, he was running Epic Kane, Haley 3. I had, you know, Rad, Epic Morvana. So I was just going to drop Haley, I would love to drop Haley, but I was just going to drop Morvana into him again just to get some more Morvana practice. But then I looked at his Haley list. Because I knew that was probably the one he was going to drop because I had, you know, previously played a similar Kane list and done just fine against that earlier that day, and he saw and knew that. But his Haley list was pretty much model for model the same one that I played against in the final round of Mace. So I saw it as like a redemption round if I just dropped Brad into it to see how Brad does.
Mm-hmm.
So I dropped Brad. He ended up dropping Haley 3 because he was like, this is my best chance against Brad. I'm like, you're right. And
I disagree.
He should
have dropped Kane.
Nah. Kane's got nothing on Brad. Not well, bad.
Yeah, maybe.
Kane's terrible, too.
I was interested in trying to see what you did because I wanted to try some things out against Brad with Kane to see how they would go, but, you know.
Right. Well, we can play those games when I get back. You know, yeah. If I can stay in freaking Raleigh for
I was
more
gonna
than
say,
a week
yeah,
or
yeah. I actually kind of want to play some Kruger too. I know you've given up on Kruger Machine because
actually,
you're a kind and gentle soul, but
I actually wouldn't mind playing more against some of that Morvana because I really haven't played against Morvana in a long time. So
yeah, man. Hey, I'm open for games. Just to make sure y'all let me know.
Right.
But anyway, so the game went. He won the roll, and he was like, "I'm fighting Circle, so I'm going to go first, and you get the choose side." I'm like, "All right." The terrain was pretty symmetrical, so was like, whatever, I'll just set them on. And, oh, no shit, sorry. I won the roll. I'm thinking of the last game I played with Rick. I won the roll. I chose to go first because I'm circle. And he chose the side because the terrain was just symmetrical and you want to stay on that side. But what happened is I literally just ran everything except for Brad. Like, I ran all the wall watchers as far up as I could because it's incursion and I need to be in the zone, like, around the flags immediately.
Right. I mean, he can have kind of a good game because he's fast. He's running a lot of cavalry, right?
Yeah.
And so, like, but, he has kind of like a scenario play. I think that's probably his actually best chance. I mean, he doesn't have anything that really hits hard enough repeatedly to actually hurt Brad's list. Because, like, he could charge Stormlances in. If he's lucky, he kills two. But I don't even think that's really that mathematically reasonable. Yeah. I think, really, he maybe kills one.
Math says no.
Yeah, probably just kills one. And you're like, ah, well, I have extras, right? You know,
yeah, I got seven more.
Yeah, you run the variant with one heavy and an extra two lights, right? So
yeah, I love that variant. Yeah. Like, I have so much more luck, or whatever you want to call it, with that.
You mean luck in the, like, sense that you win, right?
Yeah,
like,
right.
Not but, in this. Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. So I mean
like,
just,
if you think about it, I mean, how many heavies do you really need to bring to kill a colossal? You need to bring, you know, two power, you know, 23, 24 heavies, or you just need to bring a power 26 heavy and a bunch of power, like, 17, 18 light. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, it's all in what you want, you know.
Right. And it's just, I feel like the two heavies just does a little bit too much damage. Like, it's a little too focused.
Right.
It doesn't have as much board presence. It's a little less attrition-y, right?
It's like, I've got two more shield guards, and I got two more dudes with, like, two more boostable guns.
Yeah, and each of those dudes is way harder to kill than the big dude.
Right.
Exactly. Where, yeah, there's pound for pound harder to kill, and I've got two more of them instead of just, you know, two more, one more heavy. Anyway, but the game went, I ran up. He looked a little confused. He's like, I don't really know what I should do. So he did the tax supremacy on the trenchers, made a cloud wall. He moved Haley up pretty far, and he put the Haleys in, like, a triangular formation. Like, he summoned them, you know, he moved, summoned them, put them in, like, a triangle. So there's this nice just spot right in front of Haley.
Oh, God. No.
And granted, it's on the other side of the cloud wall, and there's some trenchers in the way. So, you know, luckily, I got my own dudes to target with, like, mannequin sprays. So I had a mannequin standstill, moved a wall watcher in front of him, sprayed, boosted on the two trenchers, killed them, popped feet to, or ported a light as far up as I could. Then I just popped feet to shove all my lights into the cloud so they could target dudes. And that guy passed the cloud up to Haley present. And then built up the chain and smacked her twice and put her down. And that was it.
Yeah, I mean, the thing about Haley 3 is she tends to be really high defense because of her temporal flux.
Yeah.
So if you can do something like build up synergy in order to get your, you know, mat really high so that you can actually hit her, she'll die. Or if you can do something else like slam a model over her or throw a model at her and hit her.
I had a choice because I can only build up synergy chain to, like, 6.
Six is probably plenty because you're, like, mat 12. And she's only
11.
Like,
okay. Only 11 in the life. So I need 8, which
boost
is not
two eights.
Yeah, boost two great. Eights. Like, if you can boost two eights, you're probably going to kill her. She's really not, because she spends all of her focus all the time, because to upkeep the two other Haleys, she's down to 4 focus. And then if she casts temporal flux, then she's, like, down another couple focus. So she maybe camps 2 every turn, which is not that, she's not really that sturdy because she goes only to armor 16. And at synergy, like, plus 6, you're probably, like, dice plus 3 on damage, right?
Dice plus 4.
Dice plus 4. So, like, so, and she's only got, like, 15 hit points, right? So, you know, you only need to, like, roll. If you boost your hits, I think you only need, like, roll average of 4s to kill her, right?
Mm-hmm.
4
yep.
or 5.
Yeah, it's, like, 4 and 5 on damage, and she's done.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And 8s are really likely on 3 dice. I think they're, like, in the 80 percentage range. Does that sound right to you?
Yeah. I mean, like, it was good.
I
was reasonably safe.
I can figure that real quick.
All the lights were literally just jammed up in his dudes. He couldn't even charge me with the cav because they were just so close.
Right.
So I was like, I was feeling pretty reasonably safe. just because my dudes were so close, and with my feet, I was going to move back, and they were going to stay where they were because their animus keeps them from being pushed. So
yeah. You've got 70% chance or better of rolling the 2/8s. So
right,
like,
depending on the positioning of your force and stuff. Like he can murder two of his own cav, and then like revive them behind the forest, and then charge a caster. Like
true.
If you don't kill him.
Yeah. I don't know. It sounds like at least a 75%er. Like, you'd probably go for that. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, against Bradigus.
Like, Brad's assassination is like a 75%er, so you'd probably go for that.
Yeah.
Also, like, any assassination you can get on Brad, like, any chance, I feel like you just go for it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Which is the reason why Brad is less consistent, right? Because, you know... Enough 30%ers, you know.
People get desperate.
Yeah.
Like,
it's like, this is hopeless. I'm going to take my 10%er.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, damn it.
He loses 10% of the time every time.
Yeah. In a 10-round tournament, I still don't make it.
Yeah. Man, Lawson, I flipped through this like errata thing that you're talking about. It just looks like bullshit from top to bottom. I don't believe any of it. it's some of the stuff's too unbelievable. They're not going to change warders.
So,
they're not going to remove an ability from warders. That's just like, I doubt it.
Switching gears to actual real things. Yeah. You played today. You played a leaked scenario. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. Well, no, it's not leaked because Chris is a press ganger and he has the beta and he's like allowed to show it to us.
Oh, okay. So a not leaked.
But I don't know if we're allowed to talk about it.
Okay. We're not allowed to talk about it. So we're not.
Just not sure.
I don't want to get Chris in trouble.
Yeah,
I don't want to get Chris in trouble either. Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough. So we're not going to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't want to get anybody in trouble, and I think
he did say that the open beta is already closed because somebody already leaked the scenario.
Okay, fair enough. So we're not going to talk about it because
no,
I don't
want to
get Chris in trouble, and that's that. And so I think we're going to end it up here.
That sounds
just
good,
because
man.
People need to go and get sleep and play Blood Bowl.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to go ahead and sign out. This has been Keith,
Joe, man,
Lawson. Long distance.
And we'll catch you next time on the Gun Bunnies.
Yep.